Monday, August 4th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
All right, yeah, we are ready. Brian is ready to go. All right.
All right, call this meeting to order, the County Board of Equalization. Everyone stand, please, for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Marty, sorry.
Yep.
Jeff.
Yes.
Rogelio.
Here.
Brian.
Present.
I would make a motion to excuse Rick. At this time, I haven't heard from him, but.
Second.
Okay.
All right. We're good. Right?
We're good. Yep.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for all to review by all citizens in attendance. All right. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. Number one, consent agenda items, approval of previous minutes, July 21st, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Now you call for vote.
Not yet.
Oh,
roll call.
Roll call.
Yep.
Oh, Jeff?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
You have to mark that down because they'll put that in when she does her turn. You'll have to.
Oh,
put.
I was just going to re listen
to okay. That. Okay. Oh, no, that's fine. That's 100% fine.
All right, new business, 2:45 p.m. hearing for Heartland Counseling's application for exemption from motor vehicle tax by qualified nonprofit organization for 2018 Jeep Renegade with the last five, VIN number 87706, and a 2017 Ford Fusion sedan bearing the last five VIN numbers of 28508. Both the vehicles be used to provide community support services, crisis response, peer support, and day support services for clients who have mental health and or substance abuse. These are to improve the quality of life and decrease the risk of institutionalization of hospital admissions. The application comes with recommendations of the treasurer. Anything?
No, she just says they were growing and they needed to purchase some more vehicles, so this is new vehicles for them.
All right. Approved it.
I would motion to approve.
I second that.
Roll call. Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Christy, anything?
Yes. We do have a clerical error on parcel 220079714. It's a mobile home that was out on Fiddler Creek Road. It was Penny and Tim Murphy. Sam had gone out and taken pictures. It was up. All the utilities were disconnected in 2024. It was being sold, so we said we'd take it off for 2025. It didn't get off.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So this is just taking it off.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the property.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve the new taxable value as presented.
I will second.
Roll call. Marty?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Mail under emergency business?
Any mail or emergency business with regards? Okay.
Not at this time.
Mm-hmm. Any public comment?
About border equalization.
I can make a motion to adjourn.
Great.
Second.
Second.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I want to make him sweat it out a little bit.
Roll call.
Technically, he's full stupid. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
So we will go ahead and start our regular meeting at 3 o'clock. Board of Equalization goes at 2:45, and then at 3 o'clock we'll start our regular meeting. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll call.
Roll call. Rogelio?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Public comment. If there's anything that is not on today's agenda and you'd like to make a comment on, now would be the time to come up front and state your name, and we'll listen to what you have to say. All right. We'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous meeting minutes.
Is my stuff out there?
It'd be in your mailbox.
Excuse me.
You bet. Approval of payroll claims from July 20th, 2025 through August 2nd, 2025. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval of the Veterans Service quarterly reports from April through June. Approval of the chair to sign annual certificate form for allocation and expenditure of highway, street, STP, and bridge buyback, HBP, programs 2024 and 2025. I came in earlier, went through the payroll claims. Everything appeared to be in order. Did have the Veterans Oversight Committee meeting on last Tuesday. Norm Brees, our chairperson, and that has asked to step aside, and Jeff Fink is going to take his place. His wife is having some health issues, so the board decided to rotate them. Norm's going to go ahead and stay on the committee, but he's just not going to head it until things straighten out with everything that he's got going on. And everything seemed to be in order with the buyback from the County Road Department. Jolene and Dean are both in meetings at this time, so they weren't able to be here today, but everything seemed to be in order.
I could make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through B.
Second.
Roll call. Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rick?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
New business. Walbert Ram of Siouxland, Inc. requesting board approval of a special designation liquor license for a fundraising event August 31st, 2025 from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. They've done that the last several years out at their place. Never had any issues in the past. So what's your feeling?
Well, I'll make a motion to approve it.
All right.
Second.
Approved. Okay, roll call. Rogelio?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rick?
Yes.
Old business. This would be the shortest meeting in the history of meetings. Jolene Goebel's Highway Superintendent Road Report. We didn't get that.
No.
So she said she would send that, so we'll have it for our next meeting. Paula did contact her recent hour ago and said that she had not got that sent this way yet. So, Commissioner Committee Reports. Anybody have anything?
No.
The letters.
Yeah, at the end there. Oh. I had the Veterans Oversight Committee, and the one thing that they the group raises funds, and then twice a year they go to the veterans' homes and meet with all the veterans and give each veteran in Dakota County $50 in their accounts so they could get something, and they stop and talk to all the guys that are in nursing homes. And there's just a lot of good people that serve on that board, our veterans in our community, and they go out and do outreach to them, and it's really appreciated by the veterans in the nursing homes. So, all right. Mail or emergency business?
We have the letters from residents regarding the solar farm.
Okay. Go ahead and just pass them out.
There's a couple in there. There's like four or five.
Take one each and then we'll switch.
Must be three.
Three.
Anybody that's in attendance that is interested in that, like we say, the planning and zoning meeting is going to be on the 19th at 7 o'clock at the Hubbard Community Center. We went ahead and got that for the meeting because acoustics are better than the county shed. And I know the last time it was hot and noisy, and hard to hear. So that way everybody have an opportunity to hear what they need to hear and see what they need to see. Hope, go ahead.
Marty, that's not posted on the county website. Do you suppose that could be fixed?
Yeah. Yeah, they just made the arrangements. We've been looking at making arrangements, and they just made the arrangements today. So they'll make sure that they get them on. And I hope everybody took the opportunity to go up to the open house at Cottonwood. It seemed like there was a lot of good information there.
Did Sally, you were there, did get all your questions answered and stuff on how things were going to go?
No.
No?
Same question. I want it nailed down. When thistles are growing along my fence row, I want the name of the person to call, I want a phone number, and when I call, I don't want to get AI. That's all I want.
County weed superintendent.
We have none right now.
Yeah, we do.
We just got one hired.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we just got one hired. When I went through payroll, we had a new one. His last name is Miller. Well, first name, Jeff, do you remember offhand?
I don't.
Yeah, his last name is Miller. So.
But I think he's going to work out pretty good because he wants to get things going.
Yeah, that'd be great. So the last one. Yeah. And just so you know, as commissioners, if more than three of us are there, that's not an issue as long as we're not discussing any of the issues there. So if all five of us want to go to that meeting, we can. We just can't discuss business that doesn't pertain to county business. You know, if you want to just go together information, then you're welcome to. We're already past public comment, and we're just discussing the letters on the cellular farm, and that we're going to have that meeting on the 19th at 7 o'clock at the Hubbard Community Center. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Yes?
I guess, do the letters make any difference if we write letters to you guys?
Well, I think it makes a difference to me. I mean, it makes it that people are, you know, involved in what their opinions are. Sure, they make a difference to me. I don't know.
A lot of people said, well, this is a done deal, so
Well, I think everybody has a right to voice their opinion, for sure. And I guess to me, it makes a difference, I would say.
I agree.
How many letters would you consider to make a difference?
You know, there wouldn't be a set number. You know, there's just not that many residences around. It's not like you're going to get 1,000 letters because it doesn't, you know, impact a lot of people. There's just not a lot of people in our rural community. So, you know, I mean, 4 letters of people that live around there, that's significant to me. You know?
We got that one emailed too.
But what it comes down to is that if there's enough people that are not in favor of it, the county board of commissioners wants to make a final decision if it goes or not. So, as in everything, it's a numbers thing. The more people you have that are against it, then that gives us the weight of making our decision. You know, we're going to go with, I don't know if we're going to go with the majority, but it does make a difference.
And I would definitely show up at the planning and zoning meetings and, you know, put on the record what your feelings are and what your opinion is. And nothing.
Can we write like more than one letter or?
Well, I mean, it isn't just a numbers thing. You know, if I got 3 letters from you saying basically the same thing, it wouldn't have any more impact to me.
Okay, if I come up with 3 different points and 3 different letters?
Yeah, just and make sure you show up for the meeting and voice your opinion, because that's a public record there, and they'll give you, you know, a certain time limit to say what you want to say, and that's definitely important to do.
And I'm sure representatives from will be there as well.
When I was at the open house at the Cottonwood, I definitely encouraged them to be there. They said they are going to be there. So, and don't be afraid to reach out. And if you reach out to them and you're not getting any answers or you feel like you're being put off by them, let us know that too. Because, you know, I think at least my initial conversations with them, it seems like they're being pretty upfront about everything. So make sure if you have questions, go to them with those questions.
And something would be nice too, is that maybe you appoint someone to be your spokesman and have all your bullet points that you want put out there, addressed, so that we don't have, you know how meetings go and you get redundancy in the same thing. If you could have one person be your spokesman and then relay that across, it helps a lot.
And several people could still speak.
Right.
But
right.
But yeah, yeah. Yeah. So.
I don't want to be out of order because I don't know how all this works.
No, you're good. You're good.
You know,
I'm not
if
fully sure.
If you want to talk, come up here and stay.
Yeah, just stop up here just a second.
Yeah,
that way we have you on there for public comment.
So I'm Scott Davidson, 1921 F Avenue, out in the country in Dakota City, where I live out there. The only question I have is, so we go to the planning and the zoning. How does that work in terms of they hear all of our concerns and issues that we have about it, and good concerns that come up from it? Does that still come back to you? I mean, is this where the final vote's going to be?
Yeah, the planning and
go through or not?
Planning and zoning will make a recommendation to this board.
Right.
And then this board will make its decision. It doesn't always go along with planning and zoning. You know, planning and zoning commissions everywhere. They make recommendations, and then the decision is actually made by, you know, the board itself. So.
And when does that part take place? I
mean, it kind of depends on
August 19th.
That isn't on the agenda yet. So
okay.
Once we have that meeting, it'll be set and put on the agenda, and it'll be publicized what's on the agenda. So it's not like we'll try to sneak anything through. There'll definitely be a time that's going to be, and it'll be well publicized.
Because one of the things that I heard was, you know, this meeting being at 3 o'clock, a number of folks could not come because they have to work. They have that. I have the freedom. Fortunately, I'm not back in school yet, so I have the freedom. I can come to something like this, but...
Yeah.
Lots of other people can't at a 3 o'clock meeting, especially one of this magnitude that affects a number of families.
Mm-hmm. We've tried.
The chairman can do a special meeting, and he can set a time for that meeting. If you want to do that, you can.
We've tried, in just for the public's information, we've tried setting the times of this meeting a number of different ways, three different times in the times that I've been around here, and it hasn't increased the number of people that have come to it at all. But we'll look at it for sure.
But okay. Like, you know, Scott's saying, you know, this is a special interest meeting, which is probably going to have quite a few people there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like doing the community center at Hubbard. We kind of need to look at what we got coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think maybe a special time, maybe Marty and maybe a different.
Possibly a different venue.
Because I have talked to a number of people that were concerned. They're like, well, I can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me to voice that to them, to you guys, and let you know.
Yeah.
3 o'clock, just we can't.
Yeah, we'll definitely look at doing it at a time that would be more conducive, you know, later in the day. One of the reasons why when we move them back and forth, generally there's a lot of county officials that are required to be at this meeting or from time to time. So if you do them in the evening, then it's, you know, how do you do that? You're paying overtime to people and things like that. It's not done out of any type of secrecy or trying to do anything. And I know you're not implying that at all. No. I'm just saying, but yeah, that's a good idea, Rick. We'll look at it. And if it looks like there's a lot of interest in that, which I'm sure there will be, we'll look at maybe doing a different time on that.
And then just a comment on my own. I don't know how this, again, I don't want to do this out of order the wrong way. But so I was at that meeting at the Cottonwoods that was there. And what struck me most all was a lot of my answers, they would not be specific and give me specific, yes, this is what's going to happen, this is how it's going to happen. It was a lot of vague, well, we don't see that. Well, certain studies that we've done have not shown that. Well, yeah, but what part of the country did you do your study in that doesn't necessarily affect us here in Nebraska like it would, say, South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the same, or Arizona, or wherever else that they might have those. So that's a real red flag to me, that you're taking something out of someplace else. We're concerned about Nebraska and what happens to our county, not what goes on in other places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those types of things really bothered me. One of the things that I was really concerned about was I was like, okay, what are you doing with all of this? Well, we're going to sell it to MPPD. Well, MPPD, they admitted, well, we don't have anything with MPPD. They have not said that we're going to be able to sell. But if we don't sell it to them, we'll sell it to somebody else. Well, that doesn't make sense to me that, well, you're just going to put it in and hope you sell it to somebody else. That doesn't make sense. You know, and that's a minor mm-hmm. issue, or maybe it's a major issue, but again, a lot of vague things were thrown out there. Mm-hmm. You know, the typical things that you would get from salesmen that are trying to push this through, and I get that because they're salesmen, but at the same time, just because they're salesmen doesn't mean we got to buy it.
And I can't imagine that they would want to produce it if they didn't have a way to sell it. Because, I mean, it would just be like them throwing their money away.
And I can't remember the name of the guy with the glasses. Very nice man. He's the one of the directors of development, I think it was. Is that?
Yeah, I remember Barley.
I want to say Barley, but that doesn't sound right to me. Anyway, he's the one that specifically said to me, well, no, we don't have any place that we're selling it to yet. But we think we'll get someplace. Well... Mm.
Yeah, because they can't. I mean, I don't think they can really sell it unless they have a definitive. We're doing the project.
But they have an interconnection. But some places that they try to contact, well, you don't have anything yet, so we're not.
Right.
I mean, all those types of things to me, I think, need to really be looked at carefully, not just jump in. Hey, maybe this is going to be, because we don't want 10 years from now. And I know they say this is going to be a 35-year project or whatever it's going to be. 5-10 years from now, they're like, wow, this didn't work, and nobody's going to buy it, and we're not going to use it. So as much as they want to sell it, and I get that, they're salesmen, and I think we have to always look at that part of it, too. Mm-hmm. These guys are selling it because they want to make money. That doesn't necessarily mean it's good for our county or our community. So just because it's a great sales, it doesn't make sense.
How would I say this? That we have a solar farm just about by the water treatment plant. I would suggest maybe getting a hold of the city of South Sioux City and seeing where they sell it to, because I'm almost positive they'd be very similar to what they do.
You're aware of the one that they have off of G Street here in South Sioux.
Yeah, I know that we have one over here.
Yeah. There's another project that is just being done in Lancaster County. One of my directors for the organization that I work with, she's a commissioner over in Lancaster County, and she has kind of expressed to me the same thing of those are some of the concerns that they were having there. Obviously, we can't compare Dakota County to Lancaster County.
Correct.
But they went through the process, they got it approved, and they're getting the process of getting those things done. So she did express to me that if there was a need, if there was a desire for some of those folks to come up here and talk to people about what went well, the process, they'd be doing that. I work for Conservation Nebraska. They do a lot of the information around solar energy, renewable energy, just being, you know, keeping Nebraska a good place to live, right? We're doing a lunch and learn over solar energy on the 15th at the library. So I just got the flyers and everything today, so we're going to start publishing some of those things too. So, I mean, if there's people that are more interested in hearing some of those things, like we as in Conservation Nebraska is trying to work on getting that information out to people so that they have those resources. I do know that from everything that we've approved and what I've talked to Ethan, who's the person, my point of contact with them, Ethan, what's his last name?
Frazier.
He's the one that kind of reached out to us and kind of been focusing. All of the permits have been conditional use, right? For the same reason of things sometimes change. People change their minds, people change what they want to do, which is why we don't have a definitive, like, this is who's going to take care of the grass, this is who's going to do all those things, so we can address them as they come. So it's not saying we're locked into, we have to do it this way, because it's in the permit. That allows them to kind of just be a little bit more flexible with how they go about doing some of those things. Excuse me. I know it seems like they're being vague, and I hear you. I think you're absolutely right that, you know, it sucks. As a former salesman, yes, you're absolutely right. Those are some of the things that I'm aware of that I know might help. I don't know if change your mind or not. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to just give you the information that I have that might be helpful for you.
Right. And I get some counties this has worked for. Maybe Lancaster County it did. My thought is just because it works for them doesn't mean it necessarily has to work for us. And I think that's the thing that I keep looking at out of all of this, and the people that I've talked to and the people that were at the planning and zoning meeting last time, And my assumption is because they moved it to a different venue, not only because we couldn't hear anything because of the fans that were going on in there. It was hot, but it was just too crowded for the number of people that were showing up.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like more people want to be there,
mm-hmm.
especially if the time is right.
Right.
So you're going to hear all those concerns from even more people that come
mm-hmm.
out. And again, I think as commissioners, you guys have a tough job, and I get that. But those people that are sitting out there, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but if you're not living there, you don't understand what it's like to live there and have that change like that. And so you're asking people to completely, potentially change their lives or what they've done because of whether it's be property values or however things work out, you're asking them to have to change. It has no effect on anybody else that doesn't have to live in it.
Just so the one thing I would say, just from my own personal point of view, South Sioux's got one of five places in the state of Nebraska, an inland marine deal where they can do development on ground away from the river, but it's kind of based on that. The piece of ground that I've lived on for 62 years abuts that, and there's going to be a 320-acre industrial park there in the very near future. So I understand exactly what you're feeling.
Yeah. So I mean, something to consider.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If we already have one over there, can that one be expanded and they can tie into that one? I mean, there's all those different possibilities.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying. I'm just let you know some of the concerns that I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And probably some others that will come up at that planning.
For sure. And one other thing. Regilio is more well-versed at this than any of us, but he does not work for anybody involved in this project. He's not a representative of theirs, and he does. That's right, Regilio? He works for the state of Nebraska.
No, I don't.
I don't want to come out of the meeting that, well, geez, they got a guy that's a commissioner, because that's not the case.
I work for a nonprofit organization.
Thank you for your input.
You bet. Absolutely. And make sure you show up.
I would like to say something.
You bet. Go ahead, Rick.
So anyway, the concept that we have here is the PNZ, our planning and zoning, those people, they don't have any say on if this goes or not. But what they're put together is the regs of the setbacks from the houses, how everything's going to get laid out, and so that it can be regulated in a manner. And then that comes, then they'll give a favorable recommendation for the county board to make their decision. And hopefully they give us enough information that we can make an informed decision. So that being said, we have like Joe O'Neill, Marty Rohde, and those guys on. They've done a lot of work on this for over 2 years. And it's just putting together the information that they can send to us and the regs that they put together so that if it abuts somebody, that there are some regulations that the company has to follow. So that's what P&Z does. So they don't make that final decision. It comes here.
You bet. Anybody else got anything? All right, Brian, what were you going
to say? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. All right, we'll see most of you on the 19th, I'm sure.